Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And now, guess who that was?
That was the 5 o'clock Shadows.
It was the 5 o'clock Shadows. We have two members of the 5 o'clock Shadows. That was Wonderful Land. If you didn't know that was Wonderful Land, shame on you.
Yes.
But we have two members of the 5 o'clock Shadows in the studio this morning. It's still morning, isn't it?
It's still. Just about. Just the moment.
It's been a long day already. Who have we got? Who have we got? To Martin?
Yep. Hello.
And
Ron.
And Ron. Now, Ron, you're the lead guitarist.
I certainly am.
So that was you. I know you had all the others in the background, but that was you in the front there.
Basically.
And now, I'm loving the name 5 O'Clock Shadows, and you do what it says on the tin, presumably.
You
do shadow standards.
That's it, yeah.
And you've got a concert coming up, or a gig coming up.
Yeah, we certainly have, at the Memorial Hall at Freshwater on the 16th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And quite looking forward to that.
I'm sure it will be. So you've got a whole evening of great Shadows. Do you play anything else as well? Is it all just all the Shadows?
We
stuff?
Do a few covers, but it's all instrumental music.
All instrumental music. All right.
If I started to sing, I'd close a place down.
That sounds a bit like me. Yeah, I understand that.
And so, I certainly don't do the Shadows walk, as I'll be in amongst the audience somewhere on my back.
So how did you get into doing this?
It's a strange thing. When I was 15 years old, there was a guy across the road where I lived in Dartford in Kent who used to work for Vox.
Oh, yes.
They made the amplifiers and they made the Soundcaster guitars. Mm. And he knocked on my door one day and said, I've got a guitar for sale, which I shouldn't say, but came out of Vox factory in little pieces. The neck was down his trouser leg. The body of the guitar was up his back. And he put it all together and he wanted £20 for it, which back in the very early 60s was a lot of money.
Mm, I bet it was.
I managed to get the £20 and I bought the guitar. And I'd already seen the Shadows perform in Dartford.
Right.
I couldn't play the guitar, I couldn't even tune it, I didn't know what to do with it, but we used to sit in the bedroom window above a row of shops with a record player blaring out and everybody looking up saying, he's good. If only they knew.
That's amazing. What a great story.
That's how I got into it. But a little later on, I did join a band called the Treble Beats. So I played bass guitar with them in Dartford in Kent. It was all rhythm and blues stuff.
Yeah,
and, good days.
Excellent stuff. Now, Martin, you do the drums, don't you?
I do, yes.
And how did you get involved with this lot? Because, no offence, but you look a little bit younger than some of them.
I've lowered the average age down to somewhere in the 60s, I think. My other half, Tracy, she's very good friends with Chris, our rhythm guitarist.
Yes.
And she couldn't speak highly enough of of Chris and also of Ron. And she told me that they were looking for a drummer and that she wanted to get me out of heavy metal playing.
Well, I was going to say, I know you from playing in Ozzy Osbourne bands and things like that. And
absolutely.
So normally you're knocking nine count kinds of what's it out of the drum kit, but this is a little gentler, isn't it?
This is so much more gentle, but the actual drumming, I didn't realise until playing Brian Bennett's music how intricate and versatile the playing is.
I think people make that mistake, don't they? That they think because it's quiet and gentle that it's not complicated, but it is.
It's very complicated. In fact, it's far more complicated than some of the heavy metal blast beats that I have to do in the other bands. But I've got the best of both worlds, really. And I look at it as having a second language because the Shadows music is in its versatility, and also when I was a kid my dad listened to the Shadows all the time, and to me it was my parents' sort of music and not mine, but listening to it recently to learn it, it's just been a joy.
Good. So you are enjoying being in that band as well now?
Do you know what, this is probably the best band I've been in, because we all turn up for rehearsal and we all have a laugh.
You're not arguing with each other about the musical direction or something like that.
Well, it's not that I argue in any other band, but the thing is, the fun that I get with these guys is just hard to explain. It's really good fun.
And it's special then.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So how many of you in the band?
It's four of us.
Four told. And so we've got the lead guitarist and the drummer in today. Now, we've got some of your tracks on our system because we always like to feature local bands. Would you like another one from coming up in a minute? If so, which one?
I love the Saturday Night at the Duck Pond. This is it's quite a tune, actually, because there was a band called the Cherokees. And
yes, we got some of their music.
A guy called Phil Sturridge was the rhythm guitarist, and their manager came along with... The tune to Swan Lake and said, can you do something with this?
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Sturridge done the chords for the actual tune, and they called it Saturday Night at the Duck Pond. I mean, we've livened it up a lot more than what it is on the track here, but it's just a lovely tune.
We'll take that. We'll come back with a bit more from the 5 o'clock shadows. Saturday Night at the Duck Pond, or as it says in my poor typing when I put it in the system, the Dock Pond. I'll have to alter that later on. But it's the 5 o'clock shadows.
Now, I understand that you have very strong connections, all of you, with the Southern Baptists.
We certainly do, yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I first met Chris. Chris was a manager on Southern Rectus, one of the managers, and I happened to meet him down in our depot at Sandown one day. I opened the boot of my car to get my gear out, and he said, oh, you got a guitar in here, bruv.
Oh, that sounds like Chris, yeah.
And that was the start of it. He played, and we got together, done a few jamming sessions, and up came the 5 o'clock shadows. And of course, the bass player, Ray Hurst, he was a bus driver, and Martin's uncle,
grandfather.
Yeah.
He's a young man, don't forget he's a young man, so it would be his grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather, Ken Osborne, was a driver in the 20s, maybe not the 20s, the 30s, 40s, 50s, and then retired in the early 60s or mid-60s.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, we've got to go up to the news now. Are you happy to hang around for a little while?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Excellent stuff, because I think we've got a little bit of a competition.
We have, yes.
We'll see if it gets one. We'll do it by phone and or email, can't we?
Yes. So
make sure we get people in from all walks of life. Alexa, play Vectis Radio. And I love doing that.
And the old Facebook as well.
And we've got still got our two musicians in. Hello again, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Now, from the 5 o'clock shadows, and you've got this gig coming up, haven't you?
We certainly have, yes.
In the Freshwater Memorial Hall. We're just discussing what a lovely little venue that is.
Superb.
Yeah, and it's got its own little bar as well. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
That's where I go to vote.
the bar isn't open then, though, is it?
No, it's not open there. I'm sure you get a lot more people in to vote if the bar was open. They've got a free pint with every vote. You'd certainly get a queue outside the door for that. And it's an idea, you see.
Anyway, yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm going to get people saying, no, you can't do that. That's bribery. We didn't say who are you going to vote for. Just go and vote. Anyway, we digress again. We've got this gig coming up from the 5 o'clock Shadows, who are a Shadows tribute band, and we've played a couple of tracks this morning. They are really good, and I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, their music is in our system. It will pop up during daytime hours.
Oh, I do hope
so. Not every
day,
but along with the others, it just gets picked as a random sequence. So they will be played out on Vectis Radio from time to time. So now you've got a question to set for us, haven't you? One of it. Oh, yes, you're nodding at each other.
Okay.
Nodding works so well on the radio.
Okay, our question is, for 2 free tickets for our gig on the 16th of November at Freshwater Memorial Hall, plug,
yes,
is the Shadows had to change their name from the Drifters for what reason?
The Shadows had to change their name from the Drifters for what reason? And I want as much detail as possible, please. You can enter how, Kitty?
They can enter by email at studio@vectisradio.fm, or you can phone 240666, or you can use the Vectis Radio FM Facebook page on the message bit.
You can. So what you can do, in fact, you can even text if you really wanted
to. You can text us on 60777. Just start your message with BR6TT.
But leave us details of how to get hold of you, because all the entries will go into a hat and we'll draw it out in the next little while. Well, not today, because we haven't got very long left, but we will draw it out. I'll give you a chance to enter, because people might be driving around in their cars. Oh, I know that. But you can't text us while you're driving. Please don't do that. So just give us the question again, please, Martin.
Okay. The Shadows had to change their name from the Drifters for what reason?
The Shadows had to change their name from the Drifters for what reason? Usual methods of contact. If you know me personally, I'll take a Facebook message from you that way as well. I've got no problem with that. Let me know, and we'll put you all into a hat, and we'll get somebody who is independent, probably Leon, to draw out.
Yes.
Probably Leon to draw it. So get it in as quickly as possible. We'll draw it next week, shall we?
Yes.
We'll draw it
next Saturday?
Yeah. Oh, yes, our open day next Saturday.
It's got to be an open day next Saturday.
So there'll be cake. But we'll draw the thing there. And now, I know you've got this gig coming up, but are you available for hire, you gentlemen?
Yeah, we certainly are. We're we've got our own Facebook page, which is the 5 o'clock Shadows Isle of Wight, IOW. We're open to receive any messages in any form.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an email address, which is I think 5oclockshadows@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it gmail.com? In fact,
probably best to go down the Facebook page.
It's probably very best. We've got Twitter as well, which is at 5oclockshads.
Okay. That'd be good. So, and what sort of functions will you do? Are you open for anything?
You know, we're able to do any gig. It sounds a bit rude, but you know, we're happy to do anything, even a pub gig. Whereas because we're such a specialist band, just doing one genre of a wide range of music from the 60s, we're quite happy to do parties. We're looking at doing other gigs, one in Ryde. And maybe one in Newport, so that we've got the whole of the island covered for people to just come and see us if they want. And really, all four of us are quite approachable guys on our own accounts on Facebook.
Yeah, you are. I can guarantee that. And if you want to hear four superb musicians just playing well together, then that's what you need to do, is go and see the 5 o'clock Shadows.
Absolutely.
I know Leon's out there. He's probably listening, or he may be watching a video, because he sometimes does that. But you need to have a word with Leon, because his dad runs the Old Village Inn in Membridge. Okay, stop making rude signs through the door. You know, he might book you never know if you ask him. Very nicely. It's a good pub too, that one.
It's
a lovely
fun
pub. Right, now inspired by your story about your first guitar, how you got it one piece at a time, did you know there was a song by Johnny Cash called One Piece at a Time?
No, I didn't know.
And it's not about a guitar, it's about a car, but I thought we'd play that as the parting gift from me to you. And thank you very much for coming in, gentlemen.
It's been a pleasure.
And I hope the gig goes well. And it's just down the road from me. If you're too loud, I'll come until you turn it down.
Well, in the spirit of Brian Bennett, I'm going to be using the biggest drum kit I can muster.
Well, I should hope so.
But do feel free to pop along.
I think we probably will. I've had another one of your band members ring me this morning. Are you going? I said, well, hang on a minute. I don't know yet. Let's see. Because I'm not in charge of my diary. My wife is. So but we'll see. But good luck with that gig. And we'll put the interview up here on our Facebook page and probably our internet page as well. But in the meantime, here's Johnny Cash with One Piece at a Time.
From the 50s all the way to today's hits, this is the island's local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.